AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
App. Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The support of all six Wisconsin Republicans was not enough to keep Kevin McCarthy from being ousted as U.S. House Speaker. Most Republicans backed McCarthy in yesterday's ouster vote, but Democrats declined to make up the votes the former Speaker lost to eight members of the right-wing Freedom Caucus. They opposed McCarthy over government spending. Removing the Speaker will effectively paralyze Congress until a new Speaker is elected. Sarah Godlewski says she never made a deal to drop out of last year's U.S. Senate race in order to become Secretary of State. Nate Wegehout has more.
Some Republicans have accused Godlewski of making a secret deal with Governor Evers, but she said the position shocked even her. Godlewski also added that no special election was needed to fill the seat vacated by Doug La Follette. Godlewski pointed to the two Supreme Court seats that were filled by former Governor Scott Walker.
This is the way the system works, is that when you elect a governor, they have the ability to appoint when an office vacates.
Godlewski spoke with the Devil's Advocates radio show last night. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
It's a big week for the Brewers. They play an elimination game in the playoffs tonight, and state lawmakers are holding a hearing on a bill tomorrow to keep the team in Wisconsin with taxpayer money. Democratic Senator Chris Larson, though, calls the current deal extortion.
They are basically saying, you know, give us a great deal of money more than we're already getting on a regular basis. And in exchange, you get nothing.
Republican Representative Rob Brooks wrote the bill. It takes $600 million from taxpayers and $100 million from the Brewers to maintain American Family Field until 2050. Brooks says everyone negotiating is on the same page.
We want to keep the Brewers. So when we're starting from an agreement that we want to do something, now it's a matter of details. And we can always work through those.
Larson and Brooks spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Mental health advocates say the stigma of suicide prevents many people from getting help. Joyce Morissette is with the National Alliance on Mental Illness. She says talking to someone about suicide doesn't trigger them to act. Instead, she says it starts a helpful conversation.
In order to have a public health approach to suicide, we need to be able to acknowledge it and talk openly about suicide.
Almost 50,000 Americans committed suicide last year. The man who created the Green Bay Packers' iconic helmet logo has died. John Gordon was an art student at St. Norbert College when the team approached him about it in 1961. He came up with it in less than a day. Gordon was 83 years old. His funeral is today in Green Bay. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Health officials are recommending vaccinations for the three viruses responsible for severe illness and hospitalizations. These include influenza or the flu, RSV, and COVID-19. They say individuals at highest risk include adults over the age of 60, people with chronic health conditions, young children, and people who are moderately to severely immunocompromised. Vaccines won't stop you from getting these viruses, but could lessen the severity of symptoms. There are now four Democrats running for the 3rd Congressional District in western Wisconsin. State Representative Katrina Shanklin says she's challenging Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden. She joins Eau Claire businesswoman Rebecca Cook, former La Crosse County Board Supervisor Tara Johnson, and Harvard University law student Aaron Knights. Shanklin made her announcement in Stevens Point on Tuesday morning. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose game one to Arizona. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers jumped out to an early lead, then stalled the final seven innings of the game, losing 6-3 last night to the Diamondbacks in game one of the wild card playoff series. The Brewers were up 3-0 before starter Corbin Burns gave up four runs, including two home runs back-to-back. Burns after the loss.
The offense did a great job coming out and swinging the bats and scoring runs early. I just did a poor job after that of executing pitches.
Diamondbacks manager Torrey Lovello.
You know, you get a pitcher like Corbin Burns out of the game in the fifth inning, you're doing a lot right. And he's not winning, you've done a lot right.
Brewers manager Craig Counsell made a strange substitution in the eighth, replacing Bryce Turang with Jesse Winker, who had not batted in the majors since July and appeared to have injured himself on his first swing at bat. Counsell after the game.
He has an oblique issue there. I haven't spoken with the trainers yet to see where we're at with it.
Arizona has now beat Milwaukee 5 out of 7 meetings this year.
You know, in a three-game series, you lose game one, your back's up against the wall. And you've faced adversity, and we got to respond to it.
Game two of the best-of-three series is tonight at 6:08 in Milwaukee with Arizona's Zach Gallen against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta, in for Brandon Woodruff. College football, the Badgers getting ready to host Rutgers Saturday, kickoff 11 a.m. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
They do a great job at managing the game. Just from the big picture of the things that, if you ask me what Coach Schiano does a great job of, it's being who they are. You know, I'd say that's who Rutgers is in a nutshell.
NFL, the Packers holding practice before their road trip to Vegas to take on the Raiders. Defensive back Eric Stokes says he's trying to find a way back on the field behind Jair Alexander or Rasul Douglas.
I'm fitting in wherever they need me at. Like, I know we already got a good little thing going with Sewell, Jai, and Key and all that stuff. So, like, wherever they need me, I'm going to fit in. Like, hey, man, wherever y'all need me, I'm fitting in, and I'm just happy to be back.
That's Packers defensive back Eric Stokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Seth Habhager.
Good morning, all.
And we're joined by a great friend, Paul Trombley, from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
Paul, how you doing today?
Doing well. How are things there?
We're doing all right. It looks like Mother Nature is catching up with the trees, and we're getting a little more autumn weather as we're going along here. And it looks like you were lying to us. You were telling us the truth, Paul. We had one nice day left, and that was it. I hope you guys got outside yesterday and enjoyed that. I know I did. I got outside as much as I could yesterday.
Exactly. I did as well. And, you know, it will feel more, you know, more typical, though. You know, watching the leaves change more with sweatshirts on than shorts and t-shirts.
It feels a lot more like, you know, Midwest. Yeah. What else do we have in store?
Yeah, you know, with the start of a cooling trend today, guys are only going to see the temperatures fall further as we get to the end of the week. Is another cold front comes through Thursday night, really dropping those temps by Friday and the weekend to follow. So still even today with these pretty mild temps, especially to start off here today with the temperatures on the way to the mid-70s. A couple passing showers with some breaks of sun along with some clouds throughout, winds out of the southwest to about 10 to 20 tonight. Partly cloudy skies develop, low at 49. And then breaks of sun and some clouds here for Thursday, as highs will stay back in the upper 60s for tomorrow. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15. And then as we get into Thursday night, more clouds moving in late, low in the mid-40s, and then cloudy by Friday, with showers also with that next cold front coming through. Highs about 52. West winds to 10 to 20. Shower chances taper off Friday night as we head down to 36. And then into a mix of clouds and sun Saturday. Some lower 50s for highs, northwest wind 10 to 20. Still some of that frost mentioned here Saturday night, mid-30s. And then for Sunday, mix of clouds and sun, some more mid-50s. Still looking at a little bit of a warm-up next week, just staying with much more seasonal temps, upper 50s, partly cloudy Monday, low 60s Tuesday. I'm John with this, Paul Trombley.
I stopped listening after frost.
Shut down. He immediately shut down. Yeah,
I'm really skinny, Paul. I can only handle so much of this. I know. We appreciate you, Paul. Thanks so much for the time. We'll talk again tomorrow.
All right, sounds good, guys.
Have a good day.
You too.
Best in the business, right there, for Paul Trombley, Weather at Weather Center.
You know, the fact that you said you weren't lying, that's got to sound good to a weather person. I'm sure they get that a lot. It's like, you told me it was going to be.
It's one of those things, as I was saying it, I'm like, oh, I wish I had a writer. I really do. It's the last thing I wanted to say to him. Or you really want to say to a weather person, really.
Yeah. You're not a liar. Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. I already knew right. I wasn't. I knew I wasn't a liar. We got some fun stuff lined up for you today, everybody. We're going to get into a couple interesting topics. Today is National Taco Day.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that a little bit. We also got to get into, if you don't have a homecoming date, maybe don't worry about it. We got some interesting stats to go along with that. Some entertainment news. Ian McKellen and his bad advice for Patrick Stewart. That's coming up. We'll get into that. Michael Jordan and his richness. His airness's richness we'll be getting into as well. The 9 o'clock hour will also feature which came first, the chicken or the egg? Here's what America says.
Oh.
Diving into that old chestnut.
We're getting into some deep stuff here, everyone.
That's coming up. A couple of quick programming notes here. Wanted to let everybody know. Just notes in general. Mm-hmm. We got this overnight. Focus Food Pantry here in Wisconsin Rapids does such amazing work collecting food for people in need. They are in need. They could really use brown paper bags. They are out of brown paper bags.
Okay.
They are in dire need of these. If you are able to, we encourage you to stop by. They are there this week, Tuesday, 8 to 7. Wednesday through Friday, 8 to 4. So today through Friday, 8 to 4 at 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. That's 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. The people over at Focus do such vital work in this community. Some of the most important work in this community.
Yep.
All they're asking for is some brown bags.
Yeah.
if we could do that, if we can help out with that, please encourage you to do so. And a big good morning to our friends over at Focus.
Yes.
Also wanted to mention, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, in coordination with the FCC, who we appreciate and thank. Thank you, FCC.
We love you.
I want my job. I want to keep my job, FCC. We'll conduct a nationwide test of emergency alert system, the EAS, and wireless emergency alert at approximately on today at 1:20. Federal rules require all EAS participants to participate in the testing, which we will be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that means whether you listen to us old school on your radio dial or if you stream us at 1:20 today, and really whatever you listen to, your phones,
yep. Your phone's going to do TV it too.
Is gonna, I believe TVs are doing this as well. So everything is going to be doing this. We bring it up not because you haven't already heard people mention this probably 10 or 15 times,
right?
But for you to hopefully reach out to people who may have not heard it.
Yes.
You would want to know. You'd want to know. Like, it gets a little confusing on a Wednesday here in Rapids to be doing this, too. Mm-hmm. We have our tornado test that plays.
Every week, yep.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a loud day today here in Rapids.
It is.
Hearing a lot of those noises.
It is. But, again, just a test. That's all it is.
Yes.
Earlier
this year, the government announced that it had picked this day for a nationwide test of its emergency alert system and wireless emergency alerts. An alert will be sent to all radio and televisions as well as consumer cell phones. You don't need to do anything. Just ignore it, which is, feels weird. But, I mean, that is all we can do.
Right, right.
The purpose is to make sure the system works because when there's an actual emergency like a tornado, there's no time for troubleshooting.
Right.
It'll be a brief interruption, but we'll all be dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us. So some conspiracy theorists say they're avoiding it by leaving their phones off all day. This is hilarious to me. Imagine being so caught up in your tinfoil hatness. You know, I'm turning my phone off. I know I pay hundreds of dollars for this thing, and I know it's my only way of connection to certain like family members or friends, or God help if there's an actual emergency and I won't be able to find out because my tinfoil hat is helping me know that there are actual things that really do deserve a deep dive, that really do deserve our questions. I mean, save your time for these things. Jack McCoy had a line in a Law and Order episode where he's talking about this guy that the community is really pubbing up and everything, and he's not a hero, he's not a this. He's like, what are we doing? You don't have to be desperate. There are real heroes out there.
Yeah.
There are real theory conspiracy stuff out there. There's real stuff you could be diving into and looking into. Not the earth is the earth flat. Guess what? We figured that out already.
You know, do you need to feel that important?
It's what it comes down to, man.
Is it because you're so desperate for some life affirming thing that this is what you need to do in order to do that? Like, they're listening to you all the time. I don't know, man. I don't get it.
You've got so many people out there that life didn't work out the way it was supposed, quote unquote, supposed to for them. And they dive into some of these things. And I don't want to begrudge people asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised in a family that when it comes to our government or anything else, ask questions. That's important in life.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's questions. And then there is, let's see here. They claim that the alert on people's cell phones will be used to. activate nanoparticles introduced into people's bodies. What did I just say? What? What was that sentence I just gave you? I don't even know what I just said.
Why do they have to go to this elaborate thing? I don't know that.
That's
why?
Just it.
If they wanted, if they had the technology, why don't they just do it?
I'm going to get in trouble on this one. But you know how? You know what the quickest way to tell what a scam is? Take Scientology. Great example. Great example. Lure you in. Promise you. Hey, have you ever been sad? Well, yeah, actually, I have been sad before. Well, this is where you belong. Anybody who's ever been sad. Oh, okay. You lure them in there. Get their money. This is a key part of the scam. Getting their money.
Yeah, of course.
But they have to do it willingly.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bit of
give
that.
Give it up. Exactly.
And then here's where you really, like, if your red flags weren't going off already, here's where, when they introduce Xenu, these conspiracy theories, it can't ever be anything simple.
No, it can't. No, you're right.
Do you know dogs and cats don't like each other because if you go way back in ancient times, it's always some deep, like, philosophical kind of, like, with many layers to it and everything. Mm-hmm.
Nothing is simple. Nope.
As somebody who grew up around a lot of hustlers and con men and everything like that, I will say that they will be the first ones to tell you, simpler is better. Like, that's the way these things, like, that's how a true, like, that's how right. It really worked. Not that you should do any of these things, obviously. But, I mean, as far as it goes, we take it away. Like,
it's like reverse Occam's razor.
Yes,
you know, it's
yes.
like you actually have to add more stuff to it to make it more believable. Yeah.
There is no conspiracy. There is no. I feel very confident saying that.
It's a test.
Look, here's the thing that I can't understand too about this. Half the people that believe in conspiracy theories and these things also believe the government can't get anything done. So you're telling me that they can't pass a bill. They can't even pick a leader. They can't even pick a damn leader. But yet they can pull this stuff off. They can put nanoparticles into all of our phones that are going to, you know, get into our skin and control us or figure out what our favorite, you know, dessert is. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
You have just pointed out one of the main, you know, if you're doing, it's called media literacy. If you're reading something, if this shadowy organization can do anything it wants, yet is very incompetent at the same time. That is a very, that's a flag. That's the
it's
saying
a pretty
that
big red
there's
flag.
Probably something wrong it's with pretty, this story, okay? Pretty,
probably not not the people that you want to be taking life advice from.
Right. It's either one or the other, okay?
I mean, pick a lane. Pick a lane. It's not that hard. It's like either they can't get anything done or they're controlling everything.
Everything.
I don't know. Make up your mind. And I'll extend that to politicians too. Make up your mind. Figure things out.
Figure it out,
man. Get your job done.
Yeah.
We will take a break. We're going to get our job done. We're coming back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR. I did not see our show starting this way. I didn't
not at all. That.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When you're looking for a place to grab a bite in a cozy and welcoming atmosphere, look no further than Misty's Menu. Their small-town cafe offers homemade dishes made with fresh local ingredients. But it's not just about the food at Misty's Menu. You'll be greeted with a warm smile and friendly conversation. It's the kind of place where the waitress knows your name and makes you feel right at home. So stop on down to Misty's Menu and experience the charm of a small-town cafe. They promise you won't leave hungry or without a new friend. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered showers today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 76, winds out of the southwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 49. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
Anniversary. little Tony Tone.
Mm-hmm.
Anniversary, playing us in for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Get there and thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Indeed.
We have three possible names on
yes.
the list.
Nice.
I like that. Give us a 1 through 3, Seth.
We'll go with 3 today.
All right.
Lucky number 3.
Gives us that qualifier. We can get into the celebrating. First up, a happy birthday to Lisa Bell.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
We wish you a great day, Lisa.
Absolutely.
And we wish a happy 37th anniversary to Dale and Jenny Damraw.
Dale and Jenny, congratulations. Nice.
We wish you guys a happy 37th. Enjoy. Hope it's a great one for you. It's a great number.
You know, I want to make the, you know, we always do that, you know, like the 25th and the 50th are the big ones. No, I like 37. I want a weird number to be like the big one. Can
I
we
like
change that.
I like that. Yes.
Let's work on that.
Dale and Jenny, you get it started.
Yes, you get it started. 37 is where
37 is a big
the
one.
Best.
The big 37. And our qualifier today, Colin Liska.
Colin, congratulations and happy birthday.
It's a good name, Colin.
Colin.
You know, I've always liked that name. I don't feel like we have a lot of Collins out
no,
there. It's
we
one
don't.
Of those ones that's been able to keep its kind of a little bit of originality to it and everything. Happy birthday, Colin. You're our qualifier today.
Very good.
If you would like to qualify, we'll get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
Yes, indeed.
We want to celebrate with you. Get them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on Facebook and hit us up right now, 715-424-2600. 424-2600, call up and bring us your birthdays and anniversaries. We'll add them to the list.
Yes, we will.
Dakota Johnson kicks off our celebrity birthdays. She's 34 today.
Okay.
Anastasia in the 50 Shades of Grey movies. She's been in a couple of other things. I've seen her in one or two things. Mm-hmm. I thought she did a good job. I want to double check this. I'm 99% sure. She is the daughter of Melanie Griffith and
Don Johnson.
Yes,
that's correct.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You got it.
Interesting to me where... she is one of those few celebrity kids.
Mm-hmm.
To me, she doesn't look anything like her parents.
She doesn't.
Not like one bit. And please understand, I don't mean this in a negative way.
No.
I am a fan of Don Johnson. My mom loves Don Johnson. And I think he's a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Melanie Griffith.
Yeah.
She's still maybe my Catwoman. I think she might be my Catwoman if I think about it.
She's very good.
Now, yes. Eartha Kitt. No, I'm sorry.
No, Eartha you got to go with Eartha Kitt. Yeah, no.
Anyway. Maybe because of the work that those two have had done. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean. I just don't know. It's shocking to me when you see Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She looks so much like them. It's insane. And you got her. She doesn't look anything like them.
Sometimes it just works out that way.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Rachel Lee Cook is 44. Geek turned prom queen, and she's all that. Addison Rae's hardworking mom, and he's all that. And a good actor. She's done a good job.
I like it. She did an extended run on Psych.
Yeah, that's right.
As Sean's girlfriend for a while, and she did a great job. I like her a lot.
I really liked her on that.
Yes.
And I think that was the first thing I saw her in. And I know she's done other stuff since then that I've liked. Josie and the Pussycats.
Yes, yep.
That was a good one. That was a good one, too. Yeah. Love Guaranteed. She was good in that. Good actor. I like her. I like her work. And I don't know if you knew this or not, Seth, one of yours. She's from Minneapolis.
Oh, she is. Oh, she's from Minnesota. Oh, very cool.
Well, there you go.
All right.
Alisa Silverstone is 47 today.
Wow.
A lot of interesting actresses' birthdays today.
Yeah.
Alisa Silverstone, of course, famous for being Cher and Clueless.
Mm-hmm.
She was Batgirl. I feel so bad for her with the Batgirl performance. Not only because her performance just wasn't where I think she is as an actress, but the heat that she took.
I don't know why.
There were producers, there were people telling her she was too big. And then they started messing with her even more, making the costume smaller because they thought it would encourage her to lose weight and all the
insane.
This is nasty stuff,
no.
man. More power to her and whatever she's doing now.
Yep.
The great Liev Schreiber is 56 today. Ray Donovan and so many other greats. Sabretooth in the X-Men movies.
Yes.
A great Sabretooth. I would not have expected that, but I thought he was very good at it. Just one of those great actors that I don't know if he's known for one iconic role. role, but I feel like most people know Lee Schreiber. Also a good narrator. Does a lot of the narrating.
He's got a great voice. I love his voice.
Yeah.
The first time I heard him was, I think, 1995. Mm. He narrated a documentary for PBS, A History of Rock and Roll.
Yes, I saw that.
And that was the first, because I remember, I was like, oh, I love this guy's voice. And later, you know, he started getting roles and stuff. I'm like, I was so happy. Because it's just, oh, I love it. One of those great voices.
Whenever I see him with a series that he's starring mm-hmm. in or something like that, I always think it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
AC Green is 60 today, former NBA star.
Oh, yeah.
Had a good career.
Yes, he did.
Had a good career. And also, celebrating his birthday today. I'm not going to be able to get this up. I was really trying.
He's trying.
I thought maybe I might be able to, but it's not going to happen. So John Cicada is 62 today.
Yeah.
Just another day. Now, I didn't think most people would get this reference.
Boy, you know, he's kind of a forgotten guy.
Was gigantic.
In the 90s, he was huge. He was huge.
Yeah.
Yep.
This song was huge. Oh, my God, is that a 90s beat? Oh, my God, is that a 90s beat?
Oh, and this video, too, man.
Oh, yeah. The whole video is so 90s. Oh, yes. You got the woman with the blowing thing
on the beach, you know? Yeah.
Yes.
He's got his shirt half off. I mean, come on.
Yeah, this was just gigantic. It was even there was a Spanish version. Mm-hmm. There was the English version. Yeah, it was huge.
For a while there, he seemed like he was going to be the next. Like, I mean, he was big, but yeah. Like he was going to be one of those like lifelong superstars, and just never. It didn't work out for whatever reason.
I'm with you though. I thought he was going to be huge.
Me too.
David W. Harper is 62 today. Jim Bob Walton on the Waltons.
Jim Bob.
Chris Lowe is 64, the instrumental half of the Pet Shop Boys.
Yes. Very good. Oh, I love the Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah, can't talk about the 80s and not talk about the Pet Shop Boys. And you cannot talk about hip-hop and not talk about Russell Simmons, who is 66 mm-hmm. today. Def Jam pioneer who keeps it real. Him along with Rick Rubin.
Yep.
Started Def Jam Records a house, I think, out of an apartment in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it became one of the most, if not the most iconic label in hip-hop history.
Yes.
It always will be. It's mm-hmm. the Motown of hip-hop. Yeah. Def Jam could be non-existent for 20 years. And people will still have Def Jam clothes and mm-hmm. reference Def Jam. Like it was, there's no way hip hop gets where it does without Russell Simmons and Rick Rubin and Def Jam Records.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Susan Sarandon. I got ahead of myself. I got all excited about Susan Sarandon. Christopher Waltz is 67 today.
Ooh.
If you've seen a movie, he's been the bad guy.
Yep.
And he's
career out of being a bad guy.
And dang good at
it,
too.
He's good at it. He is.
One of the last good things I think that we may end up, like years from now, may end up saying about Quentin Tarantino, like one of the last great things he did was discovering Christopher Waltz.
Yeah.
He made his real big break in Inglourious Basterds, of course. He was a fantastic inspector. As the bad guy the villain in the James Bond movie, so good at it. I really liked him in Django Unchained.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't a big fan of the movie. I thought the movie was a little overdone and like a lot of Tarantino stuff nowadays, way too much.
A little over the top, maybe.
Really, really thinks highly of his dialogue. Really thinks highly of every word he says. Has to have feet for some reason and everything, and way too much blood. Like, even for me, a diehard action fan, and I'm saying that, like, it's overdone. But his performance and Jamie Foxx's performance and their chemistry, mm-hmm. to me, was almost worth seeing it.
There you go.
He's such a good actor. Then there's Susan Sarandon, who's a legend. 77 for Janet from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, mm-hmm. or Thelma and Louise, Bull Durham, Witches of Eastwick, Dead Man Walking.
Good grief. How many? I mean, you can't even name all the
movies.
It's just
off the top of my head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I really loved her in The Witches of Eastwick.
Mm-hmm.
I underrated performance in that. You got such big names in that one, and she's not as iconic at the time, but she became.
And you everyone out there has a, you know, Susan Sarandon movie that they like.
Yeah.
I would be surprised if they didn't.
Clifton Davis is 78 today. He wrote the Jackson 5 hit Never Can Say Goodbye.
Hmm, very nice.
Second favorite Jackson 5 song, I Want You Back, is easily my favorite. That's still maybe my favorite Michael Jackson song, even.
Wow. Nice.
Billie Jean is up there.
Yeah.
But I Want You Back, that is blues, baby. That is the definition of Motown to me.
That's a great point. Yes.
Anne Rice would have been celebrating her birthday today. Born in 1941, passed away in 2021. Interview with a Vampire, Menach the Devil, so many great books that she wrote over the years. I read almost every one of them. Really, really impressive writer to me. Also, very impressive writer, although I never read her work, Jackie Collins, born on this day in 1937, passed away in 2015. You know, those novels that you saw your parents or your mom have or whatever. And
I'm going to say that, and I mean it in a positive way. They were great trashy novels.
Yeah.
And that's a thing. A trashy guy, you know, that's kind of
a lot of I got to kill a spider, everybody. Hang on a second. What the what, man? That was a first.
Just came down from the ceiling. That was like, what the heck?
Just slowly came down in between Seth and I. Like,
so what was that? What? Huh?
Did I? Oh my God! I just missed an opportunity. I could have interviewed a spider. We got a microphone right here, yes. Man. How many people get interviews with spiders?
I mean, they're pretty quiet though. That's the thing. You know, they don't talk much.
They do not say a lot. And I got to be honest with everybody. I don't speak spider.
Yeah, I know.
I would have. It would have been a very, very interesting conversation.
You were a little early. Spider, you got the rest of the month for Halloween here.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not even time. Oh, that is good. That is good. It's a white spider, too.
Yeah, it was interesting looking spider.
Very weird looking spider. I'm going to keep an eye out up there. We wrap up with would have been celebrating a birthday today. Charlton Heston, born on this day in 1923, passed away in 2008. One of those guys that helped kind of bring acting to the forefront, bring movies and big movies to the forefront. Mm-hmm. Never had a problem delivering a line he didn't believe. Like, and I say that with a compliment. Mm-hmm. I say that with a very big compliment. He talked about that in his career. There were moments where he, like, lines that he's famous for, and he's like, I thought that was a bad line. You couldn't tell when he was delivering
it. Soylent Green is made of people, you know,
and everything. But he does it with such conviction.
He does.
And it just shows, like, that Charlton Heston was one of those guys, if you give him a phone book, he's going to give you Dale Davis. Like, he's just going to give you these great names, these great performance and everything. Northwestern's own, by the way, too.
Oh, that's Northwestern, that's right. Graduate. Yeah. Hey, if you want to see a little more subtle Charlton Heston in a very good movie, Touch of Evil.
Touch of Evil. Yeah.
He is so good in Touch of Evil. Yeah.
That may be his performance. That may be the one that stands out to me
It's his most nuanced he was good at those roles, you know, those big epic roles kind of thing. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing at all, but that was kind of showed how he was a better actor than I think people gave him credit for.
Well, he was one of the early actors that taught us that we could be typed as an actor and you got to be careful. I've heard other actors talk about it. The guy from Dirty Harry is always one of the best examples. He was going to be one of these up and coming young great actors.
Andrew Robinson, I think his name was.
Yeah, he played the villain in Dirty Harry, and he was too good. Like casting directors, that's all they could see him as, and he never got a chance to do anything else. It happens to a lot of the great, even greats like Charlton Heston.
Mm-hmm.
One more time, wishing a happy birthday to Lisa Bell.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Happy 37th anniversary to Dale and Jenny Damraw.
Woo, celebrate, guys.
Yeah, yeah, happy. Look, big number 37.
Big number 37.
The big 37. And a happy birthday to Colin Liska, our qualifier today.
Congratulations, Colin, and happy birthday.
Stick around for Melissa's news and enjoy yourself. Treat yourself. Head on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. And 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The 52-year-old youth pastor from Plover was sentenced to 20 years in prison yesterday for sexually assaulting a child. Jordan Huffman of Antigo used his position at the Woodlands Church to gain the trust and confidence of a teenage boy. Huffman gave the boy alcohol and marijuana to establish a sexual relationship with the child. Portage County Circuit Court Judge Michael Zell described Huffman as a manipulator and abuser who needs to learn that his behavior is very wrong. Following his 20-year prison sentence, Huffman will have 20 years of extended supervision. The gun threats at last Friday's homecoming football game in Wisconsin Rapids are found not credible. News 9 reports police confirmed a non-student teen made the threat, but was not actually armed. No one was injured in the evacuation after the game. Officials said the school and the police responded appropriately, and the threats not being legitimate was the best-case scenario. The Wisconsin Rapids School District will keep the same safety policies moving forward. Police are still investigating and will have a presence at future football games.
The nationwide test of the emergency alert system and the wireless emergency alert will happen today at approximately 1:20. Cell phones will emit a unique tone and vibration alerting you to a text message. It will read, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is required." The message could also come through on phones that are turned off. The notification will also be heard on radio and television broadcasters, cable systems, satellite radio, and television providers in addition to cell phones. This is the third national WEA test. There's still time to register for Run with the Cops Special Olympics in Wisconsin Rapids. The event takes place tomorrow, October 5th. It's a night run with lots of glow stations and family fun. On-site registration starts at 4:30 at the Moravian Church. The 5K begins at 6:15. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten home opener against Rutgers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered showers today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 76, winds out of the southwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 49. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets a big and bright, it's supernatural delight.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to talking to our friends at Quality Plus Printing. It is a Wednesday. That means it is time to get our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. They'll be joining us soon. Looking
wicked
forward
awesome.
To that. It's Wicked Awesome.
Wicked Awesome.
Here's one more thing to add to your list of things to do.
Okay.
Washing your bananas.
Wait, huh?
Yeah, there's an article making the rounds that says we should all be washing our bananas.
Beg your pardon?
It seems pointless unless you're somebody who likes to eat the peel. But the idea is any bacteria on the outside can still get into your hands and into your mouth.
Gotcha.
A senior director at something called the International Food Information Council. I'm not sure what that is.
No, I've never heard of that.
Says to wash your bananas under clean running water before you peel them. You don't need to use special wash or anything like that. Just water is fine.
Okay. Just do some rinsing. All right.
But that's not all. She says we should really be washing our avocados, too. It might be even more important than washing your bananas.
Hmm.
Like any type of produce, the outside can get contaminated with bacteria. But the reason they're more important to clean than bananas is because we cut into avocados. The knife can drag some of that bacteria into part of what you eat.
Okay, that makes sense.
Germs fly. I mean, I don't understand how, like, some people can live, honestly. Like, I don't get it. There's certain things you just got to clean. You just got to keep cleaning, people.
Yeah.
The same advice holds true for anything with a peel, basically. Anything with a peel, right. So things like onions, melons, oranges, and pineapples, too. They say if you want to be as safe as possible, you should be washing all of those.
Okay.
I don't know. There's a fruit that I eat that I don't at least throw under the water a couple times first.
That's true.
And I mean, I think I do this with everything. I think I've always done this with stuff. But I'll be honest, I did it because I thought you were supposed to. not now knowing this information. I did not know some of this stuff.
I did not think of it. Yeah.
I just thought you were supposed to because I'm a city boy, and that's what I'm going to blame it on. I don't have any other excuse. I really don't.
Well, see, in the end, though, you were supposed to anyway.
I guess.
So you're worked out one of those happy accidents.
But that's all it is. I have no intelligence on this subject. I did not know that you weren't supposed to be doing this all along.
It's all right, like a ritualistic thing. You got to wash the fruit, you know.
I really felt like you were supposed to do that. I remember seeing people do it with apples, you know? Yeah. So I just assumed that you did this with all fruits.
Oranges? You're
like such a fool right now. Thank God this isn't live.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. We'll fix it in post.
Thank you. You can cut all this out, right? You can cut all this.
The morning show podcast is going to be like 20 minutes this morning. Cut all the stuff there.
I'm curious too, how many people are gonna pick this up, are gonna actually do this, you know? Because if you've been doing this, certain things your whole life a certain way, I understand that there are certain people that are never going to budge on them. But when it comes to health stuff, I know that it's impressive to me to see how many people like actually learned how to wash their hands. You know, like how many people actually took it seriously.
Yeah.
It took a pandemic to get us to learn it.
Relearn it. Yeah, right.
With stuff like this, I wonder how many people are actually going to do it.
One of the real nice things about bananas, you just grab and go, right? That was the thing. Because I got to peel on them. You don't have to do the thing. Turns out, I guess you do. So
you
got to wash them too.
I
don't know if many people are going to do it.
That's the thing.
I just don't think. I clearly
think it's helpful. I definitely think it's helpful. I definitely don't think that it can hurt doing it. Uh-huh. But I don't know how many people are actually going to do it.
No.
That part is a little interesting. Yeah,
it's a little fuzzy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just like your peaches, a little fuzzy.
Yes, nice. Millions of peaches. Peaches for free. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More fun on the board.
Come from a can.
On the morning show.
By a man.
Here at WFHR.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number 2 ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time to lock in your tee time at University Ridge Golf Course. Proud host site of the American Family Insurance Championship and home to the Wisconsin Badger golf teams, University Ridge is a public course that's yours to play without a costly membership. Visit UniversityRidge.com and reserve your 18-hole tee time up to 90 days in advance. Don't have time for 18 holes? Try our 9-hole putting green or hit balls on our grass tee practice range. Play where the Badgers and the pros play. University Ridge.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudy takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered showers today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 76, winds out of the southwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 49. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
Welcome back to the best listeners in radio. Seth and James here on the morning show. Heart of Glass. Little Blondie playing us in. We're talking National Taco Day now, everybody.
Tacos.
It's Wednesday tacos.
Taco Wednesday doesn't kind of have the same ring.
No. Even Taco Thursday sounds better than
Taco Wednesday.
I really feel like they missed the mark. Taco Bell and Taco John's got into this ugly thing behind the scenes about Taco Bell wanting to take over, wanting Taco John's to be for everybody, and they only wanted it for everybody because they couldn't have it.
Exactly.
So then Taco John's, a smaller business compared to Taco Bell, gets really knocked out the box by this. It's just a sad thing. If you were good at your job, Taco Bell, you would have just went to Thursday. Make it Taco Thursday. Yeah. Make your own thing. Do your own thing. That's what you've been doing this whole time anyway, Taco Bell. They're kind of known for doing weird kind of combinations and everything. You just lean into it, and then you wouldn't even have to mess with the small guy. And you make your own thing. You start your own branding of something. You don't have to worry about copyrights or anything when you're creating something. Mm-hmm. It's just lazy advertising to me, and lazy to pick on a smaller business. Mm-hmm. I never am a fan of that kind of thing.
Yep.
So I right away. I think any taco establishment out there, Thursday's wide open. Take Taco Thursday.
It works almost just as well. So I mean, come on.
It sounds just as fine to me. Just take it over. Do it. Happy National Taco Day, everybody. Mm-hmm. A recent poll found only 5% of us don't like tacos.
This could be almost the universal food. It's close.
I've never seen a stat closer on food than tacos.
You're right. Absolutely.
71% prefer burritos. So part of that 5% still like tacos, but they just prefer burritos more. A few national chains have deals, including Del Taco and Taco John's, but Taco Bell is getting most of the attention for two big announcements they just made. They brought back their popular Taco Lovers subscription pass, and they announced they'll finally start selling actual breakfast tacos later this month. Their current breakfast menu was breakfast burritos, quesadillas, and crunch wraps. They had waffle tacos for a minute in 2014 and a naked egg taco in 2017, where the egg was the shell. But they're always resisted actual breakfast tacos for some reason.
How do you eat that? How do you? Oh, okay. I don't even remember that either.
I don't remember that one either. In contrast, their new ones are pretty basic. Just eggs and cheese and bacon and sausage and potatoes and a tortilla shell.
Sure.
They'll cost $1.49 and they hit Taco Bell menus October 12th.
Okay.
But they still aren't fully committed. For now, they say that they'll be around for a limited time. Their Taco Lovers Pass is something they started doing last year. For $10, you get one taco a day for the next month, but you have to sign up today to get in on it.
Oh, okay.
So what kind of deal is that, really? How is that really a deal?
Like, that's not really.
I don't know.
And you're just bringing back stuff.
I think we've kind of hit the nail on the head there. Taco Bell is bereft of ideas.
I don't know
what their marketing people are doing, but they're really not coming up with anything interesting.
We have a high bar for them because they've been around a long time and they've had some really good runs with advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the most famous one, No Quiero No Taco Bell.
Little Chihuahua.
I remember them doing a lot, like after McDonald's with Bird and Magic. I think Taco Bell is the next one I think of when it comes to basketball stars and like Shaq doing like a million ads for them back in the day.
I totally forgot about that.
And that kind of thing. They've always been pretty good at advertising.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like in the last 10 years, they've just dropped the ball left and right.
Which is so weird because they're owned by the same company that owns Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, not that I'm a big fan of their ad, but at least they're doing something that's, you know, kind of outside a little weird and stuff.
Yeah.
Something that catches the eye. Taco Bell just really doesn't seem to be doing that.
I think KFC needs to get back to having the different kernels. Keep having different kernels.
Yeah, I like that.
But they need to really push. They need to take I can't believe I'm saying this, but they need to take a cue from Hollywood.
And my God.
Like, really weird castings.
Absolutely.
I want Morgan Freeman as the Colonel.
Oh, yes.
I want things like that. If we still had him alive, how great would James Earl Jones be as the Kentucky Fried Colonel? I mean,
Kenan Thompson.
Oh, good call.
He would be a perfect Colonel, man.
Perfect.
He would be awesome. Just yes, you're welcome.
Perfect.
KFC.
I like that.
You need
I
to
like
sign up Kenan Thompson right now to
yes,
do that.
Yes, yes.
You'd make a perfect Colonel.
I want to see Whoopi Goldberg as the Colonel. I want to see stuff like that, you know. Jimmy Smits.
John Cho.
Let's get all
kinds of different.
Everything.
Do you know how big Colonel Sanders is in Japan?
Yeah.
It's he's weirdly popular in Japan.
Yeah,
it's very strange. Get some Japanese folks doing it. That'd be awesome.
There's a million names you could use for this.
Yes.
I think we just helped them out. I think we just gave them an idea.
Plus, change the name of your company, Yum Brands. That's the worst name ever. Get rid of it. Okay, anything else.
Your company should not sound like a 2-year-old named it. It should not. It's hard to take you seriously.
That's what happened. CEO is like,
feel really
Johnny, what should we call our company? Yum!
Yeah, like the CEO asked his son and named it after some of his sons. I'm going to feel really bad if that's actually how they named it.
I'm not. You need better than that. Sorry.
Yeah, you got it.
Your kid.
So, speaking of kids, it's homecoming weekend at a lot of schools across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something for all kids who are skipping the dance this year or don't get a date. Don't worry, most of us skipped it too. A poll on school dances found only 44% of adults ever went to a homecoming dance, and just 52% of us ever went to prom. Around two-thirds attended at least one high school dance growing up. That includes things like winter formals. Some proms, since prom is the most popular, the poll also looked at the most common prom night activities. We'll get into the highlights, but we want to take your calls on this one too, 424-2600. Let's do a little quick survey. How many of you went to prom or went to homecoming? Let's hear from you out there. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. 84% of people who went to prom slow dance with someone. 27% say that they also got a little bit closer than maybe they should have. Where's the chaperones on that one?
6 inches. Got to leave room for Jesus, everybody.
Yeah. Let's see here. 74% went out to eat at a restaurant. Going out with a big group of friends is always popular.
Mm-hmm.
70% gave their date a corsage or a
boutonniere. Boutonniere.
Thank you. Boutonniere. 60% went to an after party.
Mm-hmm.
42% drank alcohol.
42%?
That's pretty high.
I thought that was actually lower than I think.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe they're just the ones that admitted it.
That could be.
Let's see here. 15% say that they got in trouble with the cops on prom night.
I can see that. That's a low number. I'm glad to see it wasn't that high. Yeah.
Did you go to any school dances?
You know, I don't ever remember going to homecoming. I may have, but I just don't remember it. And I did go to one prom my junior year. I did not go my senior year, though. So
right
I did get to one prom. That's true.
I
it was okay.
I
think that's cool.
Yeah.
I was very encouraging with my kids and my brother and sister to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think my brother did. I'm not sure if my sister did. I went to a school dance at East in like junior high, and that mm-hmm. was the only school dance I ever went to.
Oh, wow.
I was never, for one, I'll be honest, I wasn't asked by many people, but even if I was, I probably wouldn't have gone.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really have the money for that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And I was always very embarrassed about that. I wasn't going to be the guy.
Gotcha.
It didn't mean enough to me to go in rags. You know. So yeah. I kind of like the way society is going with this, and mm-hmm. I think I'm going to get some pushback, and I understand that on people.
Okay.
I'm a Jew, for God's sake. Of course, I love tradition. And I'm a fan of those kind of things. But there's certain stuff that has just like that hasn't aged well and doesn't really fit nowadays. They were talking about this on one of the shows I was watching yesterday with Media Day in sports.
Okay.
The idea back in the day, this was a chance for sports writers to meet the new players,
right?
To be introduced, you know, all these things, and it just doesn't have a big place anymore. Like nowadays, everything is on social media.
Exactly.
All these players are on social media, and all the information is right there. Chances mm-hmm. are, if you follow a team. You know the new players.
Right.
You don't need these introductions and a lot of this. I don't know the purpose of proms anymore. I don't know the purpose of dance, a school dance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm genuinely asking that. That is not me doing a lame Tucker Carlson impression over a lame human being like Tucker Carlson. But I really am asking. I don't know what the importance of these things are. And other, if we're social, you know, kids mm-hmm. interacting together, we've got plenty of events like that, or we can have other events like that for this. The school dance thing to me, do the ends justify the means?
Mm.
For every kid out there that's listening, that got asked to dance, that has pictures of the dance, that has great memories of the dance, there are a lot of kids like me that didn't have the money to be able to
right.
do this stuff. Or were ostracized, or maybe just didn't even have a chance, you know, to mm-hmm. do this stuff for whatever the reasons.
Whatever
are.
Reason, yeah.
And I'm not big on things that do that. I feel, and you can call me a hypocrite on this too, because at the same time, I am an opposite of everybody gets a trophy. Like,
right,
there's certain things in life that, you know, not everybody's going to be able to do. That's okay. That's life. It's important to understand those things. I know you tried really hard, Timmy. You came in fifth. Sorry. That's not good enough. It's all right. And this should hopefully encourage you and motivate you to be better. That's not a bad thing. But mm-hmm. something like this, where's the motivation? What's the positive that you can take from the negatives of it? Of a school dance. I'm curious. I'm genuinely asking because I'm not trying to come out against school dances here or
right.
anything like that. I want to know the answers because, for one, I didn't participate in them.
Yeah.
And even if I had the money, even if I was asked by a million girls, I don't know if I would have done it. And I love dancing. I'm a big fan of dancing.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing always felt really awkward to me and uncomfortable awkward and almost like adults wanting to like petri dish us as kids and like, let's throw all these kids in a school gym and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna have one adult in charge of keeping all of them, you know, 6 feet apart and everything,
right?
Or whatever, six inches apart.
Well, I think, you know, I think you're not alone. Look, they said, you know, like only 44% of people, and they're talking to people, older people, about what they happened when they were a kid. And I think that, I mean, I don't think there was, you know, it's in this, we see it in the media a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me one show, movie with high school students in it that doesn't have a prom or a homecoming scene in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like some kind of dance thing. I think it's more. I think it's a more of a media driven thing because it's obvious. Maybe half of people, I think, said like 52% of people even went to prom, which is supposed to be like the big thing.
Yeah.
So. And I don't know, you know, maybe it's just something that's been perpetuated.
Let's hear from you out there. What's on your mind? You're on the show.
Back in my day, you know, I grew up in a small town. It's from the Twin Cities South. And the only time that we had, you know, had a formal dance was prom.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, like homecoming and all the other dances were just basically after a football game or after a basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the kids we got as young kids or young adults. We sat there and danced and
mm-hmm.
socialized and all that. I think it's just become so commercialized now. Now, homecoming, you got to dress up and go for dinner and all this stuff. Mm. And you have, in Rapids, you have that, was it the Fire and Ice? You got to, you know, the girl asked the guy to dress up. And then a few months later, you're going to prom, you got to dress up. And it's just, I think, you know, if they kind of go back to, like, you know, just let the kids be kids and be normal, you know, just do like a, I don't know. To me, it seemed like it's getting more commercialized than anything. Huh.
Interesting.
You know, that brings up an interesting point of, is it for the kids or is it for the adults that remember their prom or whatever, something like that? But that's a great point. It's getting more expensive to do any of those kind of formal dances. It just costs too much money.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't do it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, that's why I think if they just do it like after a basketball game, after a football game, and go right there and just boom and...
Who cares what you're wearing? Just have fun.
I think, and let's say that they keep things the way that they are. Why not, especially since they love to introduce new dances and everything, have a dance that's more stripped down. More, hey, come as you are kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, there you go.
I think that that could be included in this. You know, you can keep all these dances, prom, fire and ice and fire, whatever, all of them, and have this included in it. Have a dance for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Always good talking to you, sir. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Appreciate it. We got good stuff coming up for you, everybody. Mm-hmm. Coming up in this next hour, we're going to get into some entertainment news. Looking forward to that. We will also touch on a couple of other things, like which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Oh, we're finally getting into it. Are we going to answer that?
We are finally going to answer that question.
Right, everybody. Here on our morning show.
Yes, yes. You came to the right place. You tuned in on the right day, everybody.
You did.
We'll be back with more fun right here. I know I like the way Beth does this.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.